Okay, today's daf is a Vodazara daf Chaf Gimel. We left off in daf Chaf Beis Amud Beis. We're about 6 lines before the end of the page, 7 lines before the end of the page, Ibayiluhu. So again, we were discussing, the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak was discussing the issue of concern for sending an animal to an Ovid Kochavim, that there's going to be a problem of bestiality. And obviously the Meiri makes a strong point over here, like he normally does, that when it comes to these types of things, it's not talking about Goyim Stam, it's talking about Ovdei Kochavim of yesteryear, where this was a legitimate chashash, where they were constantly doing things like this. So the Mishnah said that we're not allowed to be mamed behema bepundukot shel Ovdei Kochavim. We're not allowed to leave an animal in the care of an Ovid Kochavim. So the Gemara described what exactly is the concern, but through asking a stira, and this is going to be important to remember what the kasha was, because we had one teretz yesterday, and we're going to have two additional teretzim today. The kasha was, we asked a stira that there's a brisa that says that lochin mehem behema lekarban ve'in choshin mishum roveya, that you're allowed to buy an animal from an Ovid Kochavim to use it as a karban, and we're not worried about revia. So our whole Mishnah says that you can't even leave your animal by him for a short while, because you have to worry about revia, but an animal that he owned that you're going to purchase from him, apparently you do have to worry about revia. So about 6 lines into the page, Rav Tachlifa and Rav Shila Baravina Mishmei Derav answered, when it comes to his own animal, he's going to be concerned. He's not going to want to ruin it by being roveya his own animal. But when it comes to your animal that's just under his care, so that he's not going to be so concerned about, he'll be okay with taking the risk and ruining your animal. What about his own male animal? How's he going to ruin the male animal? The male animal can't have children anyway. So the Gemara said that he's going to ruin it by being makhish the basar, by weakening the animal, because if the animal is engaged in intercourse with a human being, it's going to ruin it in that way. What about a nekeva animal with a nekeva? So the Gemara said, a nekeva animal, the nekeva ovedes kochavim, the concern is not for anything the nekeva ovedes kochavim is going to do, but it's a concern that we know that the ovde kochavim were constantly sleeping around with other people's husbands and wives, and therefore some other guy might come to her house in order to sleep with her, and he's not going to find her there, and instead he's going to go and he's going to sleep with the animal. So there's a concern that there was this connection with the animal. And the Gemara said, on second thought, even if he does find her there, he may prefer the animal anyway, because he prefers the animals of a Jew over their own wives. And the Gemara closed with this statement that at the time that the Nachash was Baal Chava, Hitil Bazuhama. Chava had the Zuhama, and the Jews don't have that Zuhama because Yisrael Shamed al Har Sinai Paska Zuhamasan. By standing at Har Sinai, we lost that sense of Zuhama. Now, Tosos points out, Vinire, that in the bottom Tosos, Vinire, the Garis, Nami de Paska Zuhamasan, Haini Mishum da Afal Gav de Inu Lohavum, the Gerim Nami should be rather, de Paska Zuhamasan, Haini Mishum da Afal Gav de Inu Lohavum Azlayu Havu. That what about Gerim? Gerim were not Jews at the time of Har Sinai. So he says, no, even though they weren't there, their mazel was there, so Gerim also lost that Zuhama. The truth is, that is not the Chiddush of Tosos. That is, in fact, Beferish in the Gemara Mesechta Shabbos, Tav Kuf Mem Vav. And that's why it says on the margin, in the note on the side, that you obviously, we have a girsa problem with this Tosos. It shouldn't be Venira, it should be Venira de Garis Gerim Nami. You have to say that what Tosos is suggesting is that our Gemara should have fleshed out that issue also. Our Gemara should have spelled it out that when you're talking about Gerim, that Gerim also lost their Zuhama. So it should be Venira de Garis, that we should be Garis de Gerim Nami, that Gerim also lost their Zuhama. The idea that the Zuhama was gone at Har Sinai is one of the famous terutzim to the kasha everyone asks on the Haggadah. Ilu kirvanu l'fnei Har Sinai v'lonas l'nonas haTorah dayenu. So everyone asks, what do you mean? What value is showing up to Har Sinai if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to give us the Torah? So one of the terutzim that's given is based on this concept, that at least by being in Har Sinai, Paska Zuhamasan, the Zuhama that was inflicted on Chava was lost at Har Sinai. So that was an advantage of showing up to Har Sinai. So we are now 6 lines from the bottom. Ibayilahu, Ofos Mai. What about leaving birds with Ovdei Kochavim? Do you have to worry about bestiality with birds? So Tashma, Gemara says, let's bring a Raya. Damar Rav Yudah Mishmuel Mishum Rav Chanina Ani Reisi Ovid Kochav Mishalak Achavas Menashuk. He says, I saw once an Ovid Kochavim purchase a goose from the market. Rava Chanka Salaviachla. He was Raveya the animal, meaning he committed bestiality with the animal. He choked it, roasted it, and ate it. Va'am Rabbi Yirmi Midifti, and Rabbi Yirmi Midifti said, Anira isi Aravi Echad, I saw a certain Aravi, Shalakach Yerech Menashuk, that bought a thigh from the Shuk, V'chakak Bakadei Raviya, and he engraved or cut open within that piece of meat a space large enough to commit some sort of sexual act on it, Ravat Salaviachla. And he did that, and he roasted it, and then he ate it. So you have to be choshesh, no matter how small the animal, no matter how difficult it is to imagine that there's going to be a concern of Raviya, still we have to be choshesh for Raviya by Ovdei Kochavim, even when it comes to birds. That's what the Gemara's maskana seems to be. Okay, now the Gemara goes on to give a second teretz to the stira that we pointed out before, that our Mishnah says we're concerned about Raviya, and yet we have a brisa that says you're allowed to purchase a behema from Ovdei Kochavim, and you don't have to worry to use as a carbon, and you don't have to worry about Raviya. So which is it? Are we or are we not concerned about Raviya? So again, the first answer was Rav's answer, that it depends. When it comes to the guy's own animal, then you don't have to worry about Raviya, because he doesn't want to ruin his own animal. But when it comes to your animal, you do have to worry about Raviya, because he has no hesitation to ruin your animal. Ravina Amar Ravina, going back to answer this question, that's what Rashi points out. Mahadu Litrutzi Masnisa Nubraisa Delael. This is going back to answer the stira between the Mishnah and the Braisa we mentioned before. So Ravina says, Lo Kasha. It depends if you're talking about a chadchila situation or a diavad situation. What does that mean, the chadchila or a diavad situation? So you look at Rashi on the top line. Umasnisin the chadchila katani. Da'in ma'amidin mishum dilma ravala. That the Mishnah is saying, don't leave your animal with the Ovid Kochavim, because you have to be concerned that he might be roveya the animal. Ubraisa the katani enchoshin mishum roveya, mishum nirva, diavad, dimishum the sha'avar kaba'is the mesra, dilma kavarav. But the braisa that says that we're not worried about roveya, that's because we're talking about whether it already was nirva. So we're not going to say that we're going to assume it already happened, that maybe it was kvar rava. Ula kvar rava lo chashidin. For such a thing, so to be concerned that it will happen, you always have to be on guard that maybe something will happen. But that it might have already happened, there's no such concern. This is interesting. The Rishonim will point out, this is very different than the terms l'chadchila and b'dieved, the way we use it normally in Shas. Normally b'dieved means that you're not allowed to l'chadchila enter into this situation, but if you did, it's still going to be kosher. Over here we're saying you're allowed to buy the animal from the guy. That's not b'dieved. L'chadchila, you can go ahead and buy the animal from the guy to use as a karbon, because you don't have to worry that it already happened, that the revia already happened. But we're saying that you're allowed to go and do something l'chadchila, because we don't have to worry about past tense. So it's not really a normal l'chadchila and b'dieved that we have in all of Shas. So says the Gemara, "Minat tamer d'shayni bein l'chadchila bein l'dieved." Where do we find that there's such a distinction between l'chadchila and b'dieved? Tetnan lo tisyachid isha imahem neisha chashudin al arayos. Our Mishnah also said that a woman should not have yichud with the Ovdei Kochavim, because the Ovdei Kochavim are chashud on arayos. Or a minhu, but we have a stira to our Mishnah that ha'isha shenech b'sha b'yad b'dei Ovdei Kochavim al yidei mamon muteres l'bala, that if a woman is captured by Ovdei Kochavim, if it's a monetary issue that holding her for ransom, then we assume that once she's let free, she's still muteres l'bala, that nothing had happened between the Ovid Kochavim and her, but al yidei nefashos asur labayla, if he was holding her for nefashos, meaning he was going to kill her, it wasn't about money, then we assume that he slept with her as well. But the bottom line is, you see that when it's al yidei mamon, we're not concerned that he slept with her. Our Mishnah says you can't even have yichud with the Ovid Kochavim, because we automatically assume that he's going to sleep with her. So isn't it a stira? No, but that's what you see. The difference is, to be choshish that maybe she will sleep with him, that's something we're going to be choshish for. And therefore, we don't allow her to go and have yichud. But b'dieved, once she's already had the yichud, we don't have to, and we want to know whether she's mutaris labayla, we're not choshish that she has already slept with him. So that's what seems to be the difference. So says Gmar Mimai, how do you know that that's the issue over there? Maybe even in past tense, we are concerned that maybe he has already slept with her. V'hacha haynu taima, and over here, you know what the reason is? That we say that we're not concerned when he was holding her for mamon, demisyari mishum hefsin mamono. Typically, we always assume the Ovid Kochavim when he has yichud with a woman is going to sleep with her, unless he stands to gain money by not sleeping with her. If he knows that when he sleeps with her, she can't go back to her husband, so the husband's not going to put up the ransom money, he's going to lose out all this money, so, and his main goal over here is to get the money, so we assume he's going to be much more cautious and he's not going to sleep with her. Teda d'ktani seifa, alidei nefashos asur l'baila. And that's why it says in the seifa that alidei nefashos, if he's holding it for nefashos, she is taka asur to her husband. V'sulamidi, and that is irrefutable. So it must be that the concern is not an issue of l'chadchila versus d'eved, it's an issue of whether he's concerned for his money or it's not an issue of money. Now this chilek between l'chadchila and d'eved, the Ritva points out, we have a very similar chilek in Maseches Gittin Daf Chav Ches, where the Gemara says, Shema Yamos Chashinan, Shema Meis Lo Chashinan. To be concerned that somebody already died, Shema Meis, we're not choshish that somebody already died, but to be concerned that somebody will die, that's a chashash that we legitimately have. So over here also the Ritva says, Shema Kvar Rava Lo Chashinan, because we say that the Behema is a Chazaka, that it was never near Vase, but L'Chadchila Chashinan Shema Yirva, that the fact that it might be Nirva, that we are Choshesh. So it's important to know what exactly is the Svara to say, Shema Meis, to say that Shema Yamos Chashinan, Shema Meis Lo Chashinan. So Nod Yehuda points out, based on the Gemara and Rashi over there in Gittin, Nod Yehuda Madura Kama Yardaya Simenun Hei, that every single person has a Chazaka of Chayim, a Cheskas Chayim, that every live person has a Chazaka that he's alive. I didn't see the person since yesterday, but still I could assume that if they were alive yesterday, I didn't hear otherwise, they still have a Chazaka that they're alive. That just like they're alive right now, so I Dayin Chayhu. But a person does not have a chazaka that he's never going to die, because everyone is eventually going to die. So there's no such thing as a chazaka that a person is never going to die, just a chazaka that a person has not yet died. And therefore, at each moment we can say that it might be the next moment he's going to die. But as soon as that moment passes, we're no longer choshish that maybe he has died in the past. So you have the Cheskas Chaim, but on the other hand, you can't say that he has a Cheskas Chaim going forward, that it's never going to change, because we know for a fact it's going to change. The problem with that Hesber is, how do you apply it to our Gemara? Our Gemara, if the whole idea is that we're worried about Shema Yamos, that he's going to die because everybody eventually is going to die, well, is every animal eventually going to be Nirva? Every animal is eventually going to be the subject of bestiality, the object of bestiality? Is that even close to true? So how can you say such a similar Svara? How does the Ritva make such a comparison? Also, the Gemara in Maseches Yevamos, the Rashba in Yevamos Kuf Yutas writes that L'shema hipilo lo chayshinan, L'shema tapil chayshinan. We're not choshesh that past tense, maybe someone already had a miscarriage, but that somebody will, we're choshesh. What do you mean? If the whole basis of that svara of being choshish for the future is that it's inevitable, that it's got to happen, well, that's not true. It's not true that inevitably everyone is going to one day miscarry. Tosfos Maseches Gittin Yud Zayin Beis writes that we're more choshish shema tizana than shema zinsa, that a woman will be mizana than we are that a woman has already been mizana. Over there also, is it a given that every woman is eventually going to be mizana? So it's a very difficult thing to how the Rishonim apply this svara. Now, it's possible, at least in our Gemara, that it's not the biggest problem in the world, because we could say that we have an umdana that an Ovid Kochavim is always going to be Roveya. But on the past tense, we keep the Chazaka, the Behema, that it wasn't Nirvis in place. So that could be the idea over here, that it is something that's inevitably going to happen. You leave a Behema long enough with the Ovid Kochavim, it is definitely going to happen. But that it already happened, that we have the Chazaka of the Behema, the initial Chazaka of the Behema, to protect us. Good. So that's what the that's just in terms of that svara to be mechalek between l'chadchila and b'diavad. Another major issue that the Rishonim deal with over here is we had a Gemara, a Mishnah, much earlier in the Masechta. The Mishnah on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis over a week ago had said that it's mutter to sell a behema to a nachri, and you don't have to worry that about a lifnei iver, that shema yiravena hakona, that the guy who buys it, that the nachri who buys your behema is going to be roveya the behema. But the Mishnah said there are makamos that ichmiru, there are makamos that they were more machmir, and they're no egg in isur la'atzman, they're no egg to asur this. So it's totally in minagamakom. So the Gemara over there, back on Daf Yudalid, the Gemara asked, isn't that against our Mishnah to say that it's all Tali and Minag? Yeah, some places they will be Raveh, some places they won't. All Tali and Minag. But our Gemara doesn't make a chilik between Makom and Makom. Just says you're not allowed to be mamid your behema bepunda ka'ul shalov de kuchavim. You're not allowed to leave your behema in the care of an oved kuchavim. Sounds like it's not a minag bi'alma, that it's real ikar adin. So the Gemara answered on Daf Tezvav Amar Aleph, the maskana seemed to be that yesh l'chalik, there's room to make a chilik whether you're mamid your behema by a nachri, where since it's not his behema, he doesn't care and he's going to go ahead and be roveya it, as opposed to where if the nachri buys the behema where it becomes his, and therefore he cares more about it, and he's not going to risk the behema by being roveya the behema. That's how we answer the stira between those mishnayos, and that answer fits very beautifully with yesterday's daf. How Rav answered the stira between our mishnah and this brisa about buying a behema from Novik Chavim to use as a carbon, because it was essentially the same chilik. When it's his animal, he's not going to mess around with it. When it's your animal, he will mess around with it. Problem is, Ravina apparently rejects that answer, because Ravina on the top of Chav Gimel Amar Aleph gives a second teretz to be miyashev our Mishnah with our Brisa. But that does not explain what Ravina is going to do with the previous stira, with the stira between the Mishnah that says you're allowed to sell the behema to the guy, and the Mishnah that says that you're not allowed to leave your animal in the guy's care. So all the Rishonim ask, what's Ravina going to answer in the stira Mishnayis? We know what Ravina's answering between the stira between our Mishnah and the Brais over here, l'chachila di'eved, but you can't answer that in the stira in the Mishnayis, because both Mishnayis are talking about a situation of the chachila. Can you sell it to the guy? It's an issue of, in the future, is he going to be Raveya? Can you put it in his care? It's both l'chachila. So how's Ravina going to answer that stira in the Mishnah? So the Rishonim have several approaches to try to explain what Ravina would say. Tosus over here, in Dibur HaMaskil Ravina, is metaritz that really Ravina holds of the teretz that the Gemara said earlier, that the guy is going to be chas al behemto shalot ha'yaker v'shalot ha'chish ha'basar. He's going to be worried about his own animal. And the only thing is, Ravina was not happy about using that svara to allow anything more than a kinyan, than an absolute kinyan, than selling to them or buying from them for your own purposes. But when it comes to karban, when it comes to something that's not just a business transaction, when it comes to something that relates to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Avodas Hashem through a karban, so Ravina thought we had to be more machmir. And he thought we can't rely on that. Meaning, Ravina would answer the same thing everyone else answered, going back to Daf Yudalad and Daf Tezvav. But he's not comfortable using that same svara to answer the stira between our Mishnah and the Brisa about a karban. Because Ravina says that granted, by the karban, buying an animal for a karban, it was his own animal, and therefore we have this svara out there that the guy's not going to mess around with his own animal. Ravina says, I'm not willing to rely on that svara when it comes to a karban. We have to take karban much more seriously. Question is, why? Why do we have to take karban much more seriously? What is it about karban that we need to be more machmir? So there are three approaches to explain what Tosus means by that. That by karban we need to take it more seriously. In the Tosra bin Al-Khanan, he just writes, Mishum chumra de karban, that there are a lot of chumras that we make by kachim. And it's right to be machmir more by kachim than we are by our own personal property. Stam by kachim in general, we find several more chumras than we would normally find in other areas of halacha. The Seder Yaakov, which is one of the more recent achronim, have put out two big volumes on Maseches Avodah Zarah, very beautiful sefer, explains based on the Tosfos that we had earlier, Tosfos and Daf Chav Beis Amar Aleph, that said that the Isra of Hamada is only an Isra Midrabanan. The Isra of leaving your animal with the guy is only an Isra Midrabanan. So when it comes to an Isra Midrabanan, so we're willing to be makel based on the Svara that he's Chas al Behemto, that he'll have Rachmanis on his own animal. But by a Karban, the Isra is Nogea to an Isra Daraisa, because you might be dealing with an Isra of Shechitas Chulin Bazara, of being Makrav Psulin, of the Bailim not receiving Kapara, a Nazir Tameh, all sorts of of issues that could come up when you're dealing with a korban that could be the oraisa related issues and not the rabbanan related issues. So it could be what Tosfos means to say is that Ravina is willing to be somech on this svara that the guy's going to have rachmanas on his own animal only legabe isurim drabanan. But when it comes to isurim d'oraisa, he's not going to be willing to be somech on that svara. A third possible approach to what Tosfos means in the Sefer Avodas Avoda, I think that's where Shlomo Kluger explains that when it comes to a korban, we also have a cheskas chiyuv or cheskas iser of bias migdash and achilas kachim that the makrav has, and therefore there's more reason to aser than a stam a business transaction of selling to a nachri or buying for the sake of chulin purposes for non-korban purposes. Okay, anyway, that's Tosfos' approach to answering how in the world Ravina would answer Daf Yudalid, the stira between our Mishnah and the Mishnah on Daf Yudalid. There are several other terutzim in the Rishonim, but let's go on a little bit to other issues. One other major issue that just already appeared in these lines, we said we to prove that there's a chiluk between the chachil and b'diavad, we spoke about a woman who's captured by Ovdei Kochavim. And we said that if it's a monetary issue, she's muteris labayla. If it's an nefashos issue, she's asura labayla. So what are we talking about? What kind of woman? What kind of husband? Asura labayla, bayla kohen or bayla Yisrael? Big difference in halacha between a woman who's married to a kohen and a woman who's married to Yisrael. A woman gets raped, she's still muteris to her husband if he's Israel. She's asura labayla if her husband is a kohen. So what are we concerned about? Are we concerned about bia baratzon? Or are we concerned about when it's aliyde nefashos, that she's asura labayla? Are we concerned that she had bia baratzon? Or we're only concerned about ones? So if you look at Tosos, aliyde mamon muteris labayla, he says, pirusha kunchus demayri beishas Yisrael. Rashi says, it's about eishas Yisrael. Tulsa says, how could that be? Hechi muchach the sharia b'diavin mishum damrin and davadil la nivela dilma liol neimlach the nivela. Maybe she had beer with him if it's by Yisrael, and the reason she's mutter is because it's nivela ba'ones. So Tulsa says, l'chei nira l'farish davadai mari beishas kohen. No, we're talking over here about an eishas kohen, where even if she had the beer ba'ones, she's still a asura labayla. And when we say that she's muteres, if it was alidei mamon, it means that she never had the bia, that vadai lo nivela, that she certainly would not have had the bia. So we said, okay, so that's a raya. So then we said, no, maybe the chiluk is not about lecharchilim, but the evad over there, the chiluk is really about an issue of that he's going to be concerned about hefsid mamono. But whenever he's not going to be concerned about hefsid mamono, if we think about for a second, what is the maskara of the Gemara? Whenever he's not going to be concerned about hefsid mamono, whenever he's not worried about a loss of money, so then we're concerned that any time a woman is left alone with an ovid kachavim, that there is bia going on, that the Ovid Kochavim can't be trusted, and that he's being boel that woman. Tulsus just points out that is extremely harsh. If you're going to say that wherever there's no concern of Hefsin Mamon, so any time a woman is left alone with an Ovid Kochavim, we have to be concerned about bia. Tulsus says in Dibur Maskel V'sulo Midi, he says, Tema. Then you're never going to have a situation where a woman who's married to a kohen is ever going to be able to stay married for very long. Because it's impossible for a woman to avoid at some point, at some, you know, some time, to have yichud with an ovid kochavim. So she's going to have yichud with an ovid kochavim asur labayla based on that, just based on yichud with an ovid kochavim. So that's going to make every HS coin is going to be asur labayla. As long as there's no hefsin mamon issue for him, so she's going to be asur labayla. So Tos says, no, v'yeshlomer de'inza eladichoy bi'alma. First answer, Tos gives two terutzim. First one he says is, we're just being docha the raya that there's a chilek between a lecharchil and b'diavad. We're not saying that this is definitely the pshat, that whenever there's a concern for Efsin Mamun, that's when he's not going to be boel her, but whenever there's no concern for Efsin Mamun, he's automatically going to be ma'anis the woman, he's automatically going to rape her. We're not saying that that's definitely the pshat between this chilek, between Mamun and Nefashos. We're just saying that you can't prove that the pshat is about lecharchil and b'diavad. So it's a dichoy bi'alma, it doesn't necessarily mean that we paskin that way. Va'od Yeshlomer Tosfos says, l'fi ha'maskana ein lesser yichud muat. d'dafka nech b'shashayni uvishi mesura b'yado. Says there's a big difference between a yichud muat, being alone with a guy for a few minutes, and a situation where she's under his control, where he's captured her, he's kidnapped her, and she's under his control. When she's under his control and he's kidnapped her, that's when we assume that kind of yichud is going to be problematic. But yichud muat is not going to be problematic. So what does that mean? What exactly is the chiluk? Is the chiluk about the amount of time that they're together, or the amount of control that the Ovid Kochavim exerts over her? So the Beis Shmuel and Siman Zayin, Sukkot Namim Gimel, says that Tosos seems to emphasize the chiluk not in time, but in the amount of control that the man exerts over her. There are different shitos in Rishonim, though the Mordechai Maseches Ksuvos in the second parak is mechalik between Zman Rav and Zman Muat, the amount of time. That if he keeps her in captivity for a week, a month, or whatever, a long time, so then we have to be choshish v'zman iser. But a woman happens to go into a store, and at the time there's only an Ovid Kochavim in the store, and they have yichud for a few minutes, so that we don't have to worry for such a zman muat that he's ma'an iser. The Rush in our parak over here implies that you need both, that she's only going to be aser if it's for a long time and she's Masura B'yadam. You need both. If it's Chadal Reyusa, if you have even one of those issues, that's not a problem, where it's either a short amount of time or it's a situation where he does not exert a great deal of control over her, then we would not Aser her. And that's, in fact, the Trumas Tzedeshin Paskins in Simon Reish Mem Beis. Fine. So that is the meat of today's daf, I would say, in terms of the discussions in the Rishonim. Now the Gemara goes on to answer number three. Again, we're still working on the stira between our Mishnah, which says that you're not allowed to leave your behema with an Ovid Kochavim because of a chashash of bestiality, and the Braisa that says that you're allowed to buy a karban from an Ovid Kochavim, and you don't have to worry that animal was involved in any sort of illicit behavior. Sarabi Pedas Amar Lo Kasha. Har Rabbi Elazar, Har Rabbanan. It's simply a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan. Ditnan, Gabe Paras Chatas, in regards to the Para Aduma, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Eino Nikachas Mina Ovde Kochavim. Rabbi Eliezer says it cannot be purchased from an Ovde Kochavim, Vichacham Matirin, and the Chachamim allow for a Para Aduma to be purchased from an Ovde Kochavim. So what do you think they're arguing about? My love, Bahaka Miflgi, isn't this exactly that machlokas? The Rabbi Elazar Sarvi Cheshin in the Raviyah, the Rabbanan Sarvi Lo Cheshin in the Raviyah, isn't this exactly what they're arguing about? The Rabbi Elazar holds we're Choshesh for Raviyah, and the Rabbanan hold that we're not Choshesh for Raviyah, so it's exactly the machlokas between the Braisa and our Mishnah. Our Mishnah's Choshesh for Raviyah, the Braisa is not Choshesh for Raviyah. So says the Gemara, are you sure that's what Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim are really arguing about? They're arguing about whether you're Choshesh for Raviyah. That's the whole machlokas about purchasing a para from an Ovid Kochavim, right? When an Ovid Kochavim has a Parah Aduma, it would be very helpful if we were able to purchase it from an Ovid Kochavim. They're very rare. The Rambam writes that in the history of the world, there have been 9, and the 10th one is going to come when Mashiach comes. So it's really unbelievable. I mean, 9 in the history, the Beis HaMikdash was around for well over 800 years between the two Batei Mikdash. 9, that means once a century. They were zochah to have a part of them. And that's not counting from times of Moshe Rabbeinu. So even less. I mean, it's unbelievable. So he says, Mimai. Maybe the issue about the Parah Aduma is not about Raviyah. Maybe no one is concerned about bestiality. That's not the issue when it comes to purchasing the Parah Aduma from the Ovid Kochavim. You know why Rabbi Eliezer has a problem with purchasing the Parah Aduma from the Ovid Kochavim? It relates to Rav Yehuda Amarav's Shita. Dom Rav Yehuda Amarav, he niach alein uda shel sakin, pasla. If you put a sack of bags on the animal, that already passels it. One of the qualifications of a paraduma is that it could not have been anything lo Allah aleha ol. It can't be anything that ever really did any work, that ever had to do any schlepping. So even just putting something on its back would immediately passel it from being a paraduma. Uba egla ad shetim shoch baba. When it comes to egla arufa, the egla arufa also has to be lo Allah aleha ol. That it also has to be something that didn't do any work, but it's a much lower standard by the Egla Rufa. The Egla Rufa, just putting something on its back, would not disqualify it from being an Egla Rufa. It's only if it actually pulled a burden, if it actually schlepped something, that it would disqualify it from being an Egla Rufa. But bottom line is, Mar Sovra Chashinon, Mar Sovra Lo Chashinon. Maybe what they're arguing about when they talk about whether you could buy a Parah Aduma from Novik Chavim is not an issue of whether Rechoshesh that the animal was Nirva. No, it's an issue of whether Rechoshesh that the animal ever had anything put on its back. if it ever had anything put on its back, so that's Rabbi Lezer's concern, and he's going to say, we have to worry that maybe the Ovid Chacham put something on the animal's back, and therefore it's possible for a Parah Aduma. So that's the concern. Says the Gemara, Lo Sal Kadaituch Mishum Nicha Porta Lo Mafsetuva. No, there's no way we have to be concerned he put anything on the animal's back. He wouldn't risk it. It's too valuable. The Jews would pay an exorbitant sum of money. We know stories that the Gemara tells, the Gemara is going to tell later in today's daf, really tomorrow's daf, about what the Jews are willing to give up for a Parah Aduma. He wouldn't risk. Why? Because he needs to schlep something from one place to another, find another animal. There's no way he would risk the investment. He would risk the money on something like that. So says the Gemara, yeah, but then what are you going to say instead? That the machlok is about whether they're concerned about Revia, whether the guy slept with the animal. Hachanami le mishma na porta lo mafsetuva. So why don't you say the same thing, that it's impossible. Can't be that for the little ana that he's going to get from sleeping with the animal, he's going to risk all that money. Answers the Gemara, Arayos is different. Hasam Yitzra Tokfa. The Yitzhar Hara for Arayos is a much stronger Yitzhar Hara. People don't always think in terms of consequences. See every politician. People don't always think in terms of the consequences it's going to have for their careers and for their money. When it comes to Arayos, they just get caught up in the moment. So Yitzra Tokfa is a much greater concern. So says Gemara, still, I'm not convinced that the Machlokas, Reb Lezer, and the Rabbanan, whether you're allowed to purchase a Parah Aduma from a guy is really about Revia. V'dilma kuli am lo chashina l'Revia. Maybe everyone agrees that we're not concerned that the guy was Rovea the animal. You know why Reb Lezer was machmir about buying the Parah Aduma from the Ovid Chachamim? Ki detani shila. Detani shila, my time with Reb Lezer. What's the reason for Reb Lezer? Daberel b'nei Yisrael v'yikchu elecha. B'nei Yisrael yakichu ve'eino ovdei kochavim yakichu. A drasha from a pasuk. V'yikchu elecha means that you're only allowed to buy it from B'nei Yisrael. You can't buy the Parah Aduma from ovdei kochavim. Special drasha, that's how Rabbi Lezer darshins the pasuk. Nothing to do with the concern of whether the guy slept with the animal or not. Says Mura Lo Salkadai to Katani Seifa, but you can't say that because the Seifa says V'chein Hayu Rabbi Eliezer Posa B'kala Karbanos Kulan. The Rabbi Eliezer also says every other carbon in the world also can't be purchased from an Ovid Kochavim. If you're going to tell me that the issue is that we have this Gezeres HaKosov by Parah Aduma that it can't be purchased from a guy, how does that explain why every other carbon can't be purchased from a guy? V'Salkadai to Katani Shila Bishlam Parah Ksiv Bakicha Elokul Karbanos. Kicha ksibuhu. By Parah Aduma, Taka says the word kicha. Does it say that by any of the other kabbalos? It doesn't. So it wouldn't make sense that Rabbi Lezer's whole shita is based on that drasha from a pasuk, because then that Rabbi Lezer's shita should not apply to any of the other. Rabbi Lezer's shita should not apply to any other kabbalos other than Parah Aduma. So says Gemara, no. V'dilma ad kan lo pligu rabbanan leid Rabbi Lezer. Elo bipara didameha yikarin. Maybe the Rabbanan only disagree with Rabbi Eliezer and only allow the purchase of a Parah Aduma from the Ovid Kochavim by a para which is very valuable. And therefore, the Ovid Kochavim is going to be very much in control of his own Yetzer Hara when dealing with a Parah Aduma because it's worth so much money. Aval b'shar karbanos modile. But who knows? Maybe the other karbanos, by other karbanos, the Rabbanan are going to be modded to Rabbi Eliezer that it should not be purchased from an Ovid Kochavim, right? So maybe everyone really agrees that there is generally a concern of Revia, that there is generally a concern that there's going to be bestiality between the Ovid Kochavim and the animal. And everyone really agrees that. It's just by Parah Aduma the Rabbanan are willing to make an exception because they think that the guy is going to be more in control when he has so much money to lose. So says Gemara, the problem with saying that is the following. V'elahad detanya lokhin me'en behema lekarban. But then you can't account for the Braisa. We had a Braisa exactly one daf ago on the top of Chaf Beis Amud Beis that said you're allowed to purchase an animal from an Ovid Kochavim to use it for a karban. Apparently, for a regular karban, it's not a Parah Aduma, it's a regular animal. You don't have to worry. There's a ton of that holds that you don't have to worry about Revia. Now, if you want to tell me that even the Rabbanan agree that you always have to worry about Revia except for by a Parah Aduma, well then money. Who's the author of that Braisa? Lo Rabbi Eliezer, lo Rabbanan. It won't be Rabbi Eliezer who's always worried about Revia, nor will it be the Rabbanan who's worried about Revia everywhere except for Parah Aduma. Va'od, and furthermore, Tanya Behedya, we have a brisa that spells out the machlokas between Rabbi Lezer and the Rabbanon explicitly. The brisa says, Mayu sivale chavroi le Rabbi Lezer. What question did the Rabbanon ask on Rabbi Eliezer? And it went as follows. Kol tzon kedar. They quoted the pasuk from Yishayo, Kol tzon kedar yikav tzulach, and then the pasuk goes on to say, Eli nivayus yishar sunucha, yalu al ratzon mizbechi, veis tifarti afe'er. Yalu al ratzon mizbechi. So what did they say? Arkan lo pligi ala b'chashasha, aval hecha devadei rava pasla. But what do you see? That they're only concerned about a chashash, the only machlokas, rather, between Rabbi Lezer and the Rabbanon, is do we have to be choshesh that the guy was roveh the animal? Meaning this is going back, this is not relating to the previous discussion we had. Now we're just saying, wait a second, let's take a step back from this whole sugya. The whole sugya is only a concern, did the guy or did the guy not be roveh? We don't know. Should you be concerned? Should you not be concerned? That's where we have machlokasim. Aval hecha devadei rava, but the assumption is that if the guy definitely was roveh the animal, pasla, then it certainly would pasla the animal. Shema minot, the pari kachem izbeachi. So you see that the paraduma must be considered kachem izbeach, because the e kachem bedek abayis, if it only has a status of kedushas bedek abayis and not kachem izbeach, mi mifsala bar revia, would revia be a problem? Meaning there are two types of ways that something could be made kodesh. Kachem mizbeach is when you make an animal kodesh to be used itself as a korban on the mizbeach. Kachem bedek abayis is you make the animal kodesh in the sense that the Beis HaMikdash is now the owner of this animal in terms of its monetary value. It's an investment for the Beis HaMikdash, and if the animal goes up in value, the Beis HaMikdash could sell it, use that money for fixing the floors or anything else, right? It could be used for any sort of purpose within the Beis HaMikdash. All the psulim of a korban are only going to be a problem if it's kachem mizbeach, where the animal has kedushas haguf as kachem mizbeach. But if it's kachem bedek abayis, the animal is not really meant to be used as a korban anyway. It's just the value of the animal. So revia shouldn't really make a difference. The fact that someone was revia the animal shouldn't make an ounce of difference. That's a stam of psulim mizbeach. So answers Gemara, no. Shiny para de chatas kari rachmana. Para aduma is different. Even though para aduma might only be kachem bedek abayis, might not have the status of kachem mizbeach, since the Torah calls it a chatas, we give it the status of a korban. Now, it's strange, because para aduma is not really a korban. It's not brought, the whole procedure is not even done in the Har HaBayis. Right? The whole procedure is done in Har HaZeisim. It's not even done by the Har HaBayis. It's a completely different entity. But nevertheless, it's still called a chatas, and since the Torah calls it a chatas, we treat it as if it's a karban. So, frak the Gemara el me'ata, if you're going to treat it as if it's a karban, ti pasul b'yotzei dofen, it should be pasul b'yotzei dofen. It should be pasul if it was born in an unnatural way by cesarean section rather than coming out in the normal way. V'chitei machinami, and if you want to say, yeah, in a chinami, a para aduma that was born that way is problematic. Alam atanya, then why do we have a brisa that says hikdisha b'yotzei dofen psula? That Rabbi Shimon Machshir, that Rabbi Shimon says that it's okay if it's Yotzei Dofen, right? If you're going to say that everyone agrees that really the para has to be held up to the standard of a karban, and because it's called the chata, so it has to be treated as such, so then it should be possible Yotzei Dofen. Why does Rabbi Shimon say that it's kosher by Yotzei Dofen, that it's not a problem by Yotzei Dofen? V'chi tema Rabbi Shimon l'taymei, unless you say that, by the way, how do we know that it's possible by Yotzei Dofen, that a carbon in general is possible by Yotzei Dofen? If you look at Rashi, ti possible by Yotzei Dofen, the possible l'shar karbanos t'tanya, shoro kesef prat l'klayim, o eis prat l'nidma, ki valeid prat l'yotzei dofen. Pasuk says ki valeid, so we learn that it needs to be a normal leida. Yotzei Dofen is not a normal leida, and that pasuk is written about karbanos in general. So we see karbanos are excluded. Yotzei Dofen, rather, is excluded from karbanos, cannot be used as a karban. So why does Rabbi Shimon allow the para aduma to be a Yotzei Dofen, to be an animal that was born through cesarean section? V'chi teimer Rabbi Shimon l'taimei, and if you're going to say that Rabbi Shimon is l'shitaso, damer Yotzei Dofen v'lan ma'al yuhu, because Rabbi Shimon holds in Maseches Nida that a Yotzei Dofen is considered a viable vlad in every sense. What does that mean? In what sense would it not be a viable vlad? So Rashi tells us, the Gemara Nida Daf Mem says, says that Yotze Dofen Ein Yoshun Alav Yemei Tumah V'Yemei Tara. There are halachos in the Parshas Tazria that when a woman gives birth to a baby boy, she's tameh for 7 days and then tara for 33. Baby girl, she's tameh for 14 days and tara for the next 66. So Yotze Dofen, you don't have those laws of Yemei Tumah and Yemei Tara, and you're not chayav a korban leida. But Rabbi Shimon says no, Yotze Dofen is the same as any other birth. So there's Tumah Shiva L'Zachar Shuayim L'Nekeva. There's Yemei Tara. There's a korban. There's all those things. So maybe Rabbi Shimon L'Shitaso holds that there's no halachic difference between a Yotze Dofen and a regular birth, and therefore when the pasuk says ki yivaleid by a karban, it doesn't come to exclude a Yotze Dofen, because Yotze Dofen is also halada. But it says beferish that Rabbi Shimon would be moda, that even though in regards to a woman giving birth to a child, that she has a full status of yoledes, and we apply all the halachos of leida to a woman who gave birth with yotzei dofen, but still when it comes to kachim, when it comes to karbanos, even Rabbi Shimon is moda. So again, where are we holding? We're asking, if you want to tell me that the para aduma, since it's called the chatas, has all the status and all the chumras of a karban, well then why is it that Rabbi Shimon allows the para aduma to be a yotzei dofen? Any other karban can't be a yotzei dofen. So how could you say that the para aduma has the status of any other karban just because it's called the chatas? If we see that Rabbi Shimon allows it to be a yotzei dofen, ela shiny para hoel umum posalba dvar erva vavodzara nami posalba. So you say what you have to say is that a para is different. That since we find that a mum would passel a para aduma, so we see that we're much more machmir. Nothing to do with chatas kriya, and therefore it's called. Therefore we treat it with all the status, with all the chumras of a carbon. We're backing off of that now. We're saying there's nothing to do with the fact that it's called the chatas and we treat it like a carbon. We don't really treat it like a carbon, but we are concerned about revia, meaning if the animal is nirva, it's passel to be used for a para aduma, not because it's kadshe mizbeach. It's not. The fact that we call it a chatos doesn't make it like kadshe mizbeach. Well, why are we machmir to when it's nirva to say that it shouldn't be used? After all, it should only have the status of kadshe bedek abayis. So say no. Since by a para aduma we find extra chumras, even a mum pasels a para aduma. So mele we're going to say devar erva vavodazara nami pasalba, that any issue of erva or avodazara is also going to pasel it tichsiv, because the pasuk says. Right, it says mum bam v'tanu de Rabbi Shmuel kol makom shenemar hashchasa ki mashchasam. It says any time you have that lashon of hashchasa, einu ela dvar erva v'avodazara. Hashchasa always refers to one of two things, or both, dvar erva and avodazara. So we see that we find in regards to para aduma that dvar erva is going to be a unique psul of para aduma, even if it doesn't have kachem mizbeach. How do we know that it relates to that hashchasa always relates to dvar erva or avodazara? Dvar erva d'chsev ki hishchis kol basar es darko ala aretz. Dvar erva we know from the pasuk in Parshas Noach. That was the problem of the Dor HaMabul. Hishchis kol basar es darko ala aretz, and that's a reference to our rayos. Vavodazara, and even the animals, right? Rashi says kol basar, even the animals were engaged in our rayos. That's a very strong argument for the power of context, for a power of community, of where you are in the general mood of society. Because animals don't have any; it's not a cognitive decision one way or the other. It's just whatever they go with the flow, and whatever the general push of society is, that's what they do. Vavodazara, where do we find hashchasa by avodazara? D'chsiv pen tashchisun vasisun lechem pesel. Right, that lest you be mashchis and make a pesel, make an avodazara. So v'haparinami ha'olu mum pesel ba, dvar erva v'avodaz chavim pasli ba. So by paraduma, since we find that a mum is going to pasel it, so since a mum pasels it, we're going to also say dvar erva, and avodazara is going to pasel it as well. Now this idea that anytime it says hashchasa, it's always a reference to dvar erva. In the Masechet Sanhedrin on Daf Samach Gimel and Beis, the Gemara says lo avdu Yisrael avodas kachavim el kedei lahatir lehem gilei arayis befarhesia. Avodazara and dvar erva are very much related. Hashchasa means dvar erva or avodazara because those two are very connected to each other. Pasuk says whenever Jews do avodazara, it's because they really want to do arayos, and avodazara is their key into arayos. So they're very much connected to each other. Margolis Yam over there says from the Sefer Mayim Adirim in the name of the Gra, Gra that Kabbalah biyadenu min ha-ga'onim. He says we have a Kabbalah from the Ga'onim. The Gra says Ish mipiish and Moshe Rabbeinu alav Hashalom, and that Kabbalah dates all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shekol avodah zarah hayilatzarich avodah tzvar erva. That every avodah zarah, the ultimate goal of the avodah zarah was for erva, and that's why it says by avodah zarah always the Torah uses the lashonos of znus. We just read in this past week's parashah, parashat Vayelech, v'kam ha'am hazeh v'zana achrei Elohei Nechar. Why znus? It's talking about avodah zarah, because every avodah zarah is related to znus, and the Torah constantly uses such terminology when describing avodah zarah. Okay, I guess we'll stop there. We'll pick up from Gufa tomorrow.